USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump told acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan, who was then the Border Protection Commissioner, that he would pardon him if he were sent to jail for blocking asylum seekers from entering the U.S., that according to CNN, who asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo about it during his visit to Chile.
Yeah, I've been in lots of conversations on the enormous crisis at our border, and I've watched this president try to use every tool in our toolkit. We've done everything that we can. We've stayed within the law.
A DHS spokesman told CNN at no time has the president indicated, asked, directed, or pressured the acting secretary to do anything illegal. A U.S. federal judge threatens to keep ships from Carnival's cruise lines out of American ports as punishment for the company's possible violations of the terms of its probation. Carnival has been on probation as part of a 2017 settlement in which it agreed to pay $40 million for discarding oil illegally in the ocean from Princess Cruises ships. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump says he is considering sending illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities in America since the radical left isn't cooperating with border security.
We are giving very strong consideration to having people after a 20-day period because, again, you're not allowed legally to hold them for more than that.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Friday called the idea unworthy of the presidency of the United States. A child may have been pushed or thrown from a third-floor balcony inside the Mall of America. Bloomington Police Chief Jeff Potts.
The suspect that had either pushed or possibly thrown the child took off running immediately after the incident. We located that suspect quickly. That suspect has been taken into custody. It's currently at the Bloomington Police Department.
The 5-year-old suffered significant injuries. Police said they don't believe the suspect had any relationship with the child or the child's family. Wall Street has wrapped up the trading week with gains. The Dow up 269.25, NASDAQ up 36.80, and Standard & Poor's 500 up 19.09. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Delivering remarks at the White House on 5G network deployment in the U.S., President Trump said the race to 5G is a race America must win.
The FCC is taking very bold action, probably bolder than they've ever taken before. It's a new frontier to make wireless spectrum available. By next year, the United States is on pace to have more 5G spectrum than any other country in the world. That's a big statement because, as you know, some people got ahead of us. We should have been doing this a long time ago.
The FCC Friday also proposed a $20.4 billion fund designed to help connect rural areas. The chairman said the commission believes the fund could connect as many as 4 million small businesses and residences over the course of the next decade. A popular home goods retailer announces some closings and openings. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Bed Bath & Beyond saying that it's going to close at least 40 of its stores while planning to open 15 new locations. The company says it's in fine financial shape but wants to close stores where they can't negotiate better lease terms. Bed Bath & Beyond closed 21 stores and opened 3 during the fourth quarter of last year. The company has more than 1,500 stores nationwide, including not only Bed Bath & Beyond, but World Market, Harm & Face Values, Bye Bye Baby, and Christmas Tree Shops.
British comedian Ian Cognito died laughing. The stand-up comic, age 60, died while performing his stand-up show Thursday in England. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.